Gallery 4. Wall text reads, Gallery 4.
Auntie Cheryl Davison. Auntie Cheryl Davison
is a Walbunja and Ngarrigo artist, storyteller and singer. She spent her early childhood at Wallaga Lake Mission on the far south coast of New South Wales before her family moved to Nowra in the early 1970s. She grew up hearing stories from her grandfather and other family members, which she records in her paintings and screen prints. Following a research trip to Aotearoa, New Zealand, in 1991, Auntie Cheryl has championed South Coast weaving, and it has become an important part of her arts practice.
Auntie Cheryl has created Wamalan, Bumblebar, Bungawoo,
many trees and burrowings, drawing on the traditional processing of burrowing seeds to highlight the complex cultural knowledge systems of the South Coast. She describes the practice of gathering the burrowing seeds as knowing where the plants are growing, when the burrowing seed is ready for harvesting, and how to make the baskets on the way or when you get there, to then go out to the forest with all the family,
gathering those burrowing nuts,
knowing that you need to be near a running creek and how long it's going to take for the seeds to be leached, long enough for the poison to be washed out, and then coming back to make the bread. And then there was a feast and ceremony.
For Auntie Cheryl,
the way families came together at this time is important. They would have had to gather a lot to feed everyone. I can imagine it was all the family gathering the nuts. Women, men and children would have had to prepare the baskets to collect them. This ambitious installation showcases Auntie Cheryl's skills in design, screen printing and weaving. Her oversized hand-woven baskets are presented within a cultural landscape, spotted gums, burrowing palms and other plants and animals, reflecting local Yuin knowledge systems.
Wamalang, Bumblebar, Bungawoo.
Many Trees and Burrowings, 2024. Linen, screen printing ink, cane, seagrass rope, hand-dyed fabric with acrylic filling, cotton yarn. The artist would like to acknowledge Uncle Don Atkinson. Features traditional leaching basket, soft sculptures and printed fabric.
This installation by Auntie Cheryl Davison is positioned along the northern wall of Gallery 4.
Four long screen-printed panels cover the entire wall. Panels appear continuous as they hang side by side and bunch along the edge of the gallery floor. Positioned within the flood of their lower folds that escape onto the floor are numerous woven leaching baskets. The installation of baskets features a large open net-like weave. Shaped loosely, they have a curved bottom and long handle. Many of these baskets are around 46 centimetres high by 36 centimetres across. There is a slightly larger one that is 50 centimetres high by 44 centimetres across. Fabric panels provide the environs for the baskets. Printed on white fabric, they create the forest and the river. An abundant environment, rich in wildlife and resources. Flat graphic images run across all panels. The upper reaches of the fabric hold the tall canopy of the spotted gum. Subtle changes in the colouring of the green foliage make it appear as if there could be remnants of a fog hanging in the air. The distinctive spotted gums provide full canopy over the forest floor below. Several yellow-tailed black cockatoo fly across this level of the work. At the middle level, where the spotted gums meet the forest floor, a number of small shrubs and palms grow. Shy, dark brown lyrebirds, their distinctive plumage of long, curling tail feathers and thin legs, hide amongst the dark green, ground-dwelling, burrowing palms. Closer still are the fern trees, with their thick, grey, spiky trunks and bright green leaves. Other smaller plants grow amongst them. Bleeding heart, light green upright stalk, with four heart-shaped leaves, other dark brown and green ferns, bracken and clumps of lamandra with its wide green strappy leaves. The dark and lighter green leaves overlap and bend, facing in all directions. Smaller spiky plants dotted all over the forest floor, printed in different colours of green, orange, tan and light brown. Amongst them forage several soft grey-coloured wongawa birds with white forehead, narrow eye and beak. They have a short neck, spotted breast, broad grey wings and solid legs. Midway along the panels, a lone yellow dingo slinks among the woodlands. He has a perky tail and looks directly at us. At the base of the long hanging panels is the brown muddy water of the river, depicted in undulating lines that wave along the length of white fabric. This brown printing on white features long unbroken lines that seem to ripple and roll through the piece. There are several dusky blue fish swimming in the water. In segments, the lines flow like contour lines. In other spaces, they form fan shapes that ripple as they meet and form eddies that run deep throughout the water. As this flow of fabric billows along the floor, it supports 12 leaching baskets, which are propped amongst its folds and creases, as if swimming in the river. The baskets are made utilising two different types of material. One is a smooth cane that is bent and bound together in the middle to form the uprights of the sides of the baskets. The second material used in construction is a natural coloured seagrass rope that is twisted together to secure the uprights in place. Canes on either side are bound together in four bunches to secure a firm base at the crossover junction. Beginning as a coil from the base of the basket, the twine then weaves in and out around these close canes until they spread a little further apart, and then it winds upwards to bind the canes in place around the basket, eventually forming a basket with quite large openings around the sides. At the top edge, twine is wound in a blanket stitch around a double layer of string to create a thicker edge at the top of the open-mouthed basket. A long handle or shoulder strap is attached. It is made from twisting the string together as on the horizontal rounds of the basket. The baskets are filled with a fabric version of Burrawang palm seeds. Each palm seed is of the size that sits comfortably in a cupped adult palm. They are small pillows with rounded edges made of orangey-brown dyed cotton and filled with a fibre stuffing like small toys. Each basket holds between 20 to 40 individual pockets or nuts. The soundscape in this space includes the sounds of a burbling stream, gentle clapsticks, and the calls of the bird depicted in the described scene. This is the end of the audio description.